T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Artist of the day here on Dana and Parks. Hot and steamy Wednesday afternoon, but it beats the alternative. There's a reason Elton John is your artist of the day, and Dana, would you care to explain?
No, I don't want to talk about it. Although apparently now I can get my money back, which is good.
Which means the concert's canceled.
He's like 74. Mm-hmm. But my heart is broken because I had friends who were so excited to go because they had never seen him. And they thought, you know what? We're going to get good seats. This is going to be it. Well.
You know, I've never seen Elton John.
Oh,
and I've been, Dana, I've been to hundreds of concerts. All right. Let's do this real quick. Just the three of us. And we'll take some on the text line. Who is the one artist that you have never seen? And they have to still be alive. That you're like, oh, my God, thank you a lot, coronavirus. Now I may never see them ever. They have to still be alive.
Oh.
I already know mine right off the gate.
You can say, because mine's already passed.
No, they have to be alive.
Mm.
Mine is the Scorpions. I've never seen the Scorpions.
I think you'll live.
Watch your mouth.
Mine was Johnny Cash, and it's one of my biggest regrets.
Well, you know, Rod and I had huge dreams of seeing Merle Haggard. We had tickets, and he died the night before he was supposed to show up in Independence. And Chris Stapleton ended up doing the show.
Yeah.
Sam, who's yours? Oh, wait. Dana, hang on. You didn't give me a living artist.
Because I've seen all the ones I want to see living.
There's not a single artist alive that you're like, man, I need to see that person before I leave this earth.
I think I've seen them all. All the big ones.
You ain't seen Barry Gibb. You seen the fake Bee Gees, but you ain't seen
Barry Gibb. I saw the fake Bee Gees. I did not see the real Bee Gees, and that doesn't count because... Two of the three of them have died, or
That's
one
right.
of the
that
three?
Is, Barry Gibb's the only one left. That is correct.
Yeah.
Sam, who's yours, even though you're young?
Elton John, for sure.
Ooh.
Oh,
ooh.
I'm sorry. He's so good.
I've never seen it.
Ooh.
I have seen Billy Joel in concert,
You want to see him play that piano.
Oh, yeah.
You have to see him play that piano. It's unbelievable.
See, my other one, nobody would know. Well, people... who like heavy metal would know, but you guys wouldn't know and you wouldn't care, so I'm not even going to waste my time.
Well, you set the bar low with Scorpions. I'm not sure we can go much lower than that.
How is that even possible? By the way, the other one I want to see is Wasp, if you must know.
Wow.
I want to see Wasp. I've never seen Wasp in concert. Okay.
Yeah. Those are crickets. Two things before we move on, because we tease this in the 3 o'clock hour. They have identified a suspect in that sweet Madeline McCann's disappearance. So any of you out there who always thought mom and dad did it,
Mm.
They have identified a German prisoner as the new prime suspect. They've released like the car he was driving. They've released his phone number because he made some weird 30-minute phone call right before she disappeared. They will not give his name. He does have a history of sex crimes against children.
Ugh.
And yeah, now they're not saying how they came to know this person's identity, but they're releasing all this new information today saying, you know, over in Germany, if you know him or if you were in the area when she disappeared, this was the van he was driving. And they have pictures of the van,
so
Scott, like the actual van.
Yeah. So it's always a van. Are they conceding then that she is dead?
They have.
Because this has always been a missing
child.
Well,
I think they've, what I read today, they've called it a murder investigation.
Okay.
But listen to this. In what was described as an unusual action, police released the details of two Portuguese mobile phone numbers. Now, here's what I don't understand. Members of the public are being asked if they recognize these two phone numbers. And then it's a series of weird international phone numbers. Because on the night of Madeline's disappearance, for 30 minutes, these two phone numbers exchanged this call.
Okay.
If you have the phone number, don't you know where the phone number goes back to?
Probably. Yeah.
He's described as a transient. It's just, it's, you know, God bless that family.
Mm. So, and Sam, can you look this up when Madeline McCann disappeared? I believe it was about a decade ago.
This was the mom and dad that they ran to dinner.
I know.
You know, they were staying in a resort.
Yeah, and they went to dinner. They left the kid back in the room or whatever, which was stupid.
Well.
Was it not stupid?
Disappeared on the evening of May 3rd, 2007.
2007, okay.
Like, I can't even let my mind go there. I'll just tell you that right now.
I think there were
three children in the room. Madeline was one of them. She was fine at 9 o'clock. They came back at 10 o'clock. She was gone.
All right. Telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798. She's Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ. I never see you two. It's weird.
Guess what came to my door last night?
A package?
No. I even took a picture of it. I'm going to send it to you, and I've got that look on my face like, huh? They sent me a Yellow Pages.
Are you kidding me?
When did that not stop becoming a thing? Is it back? And if it is back, why the hell is it back?
I don't know.
I looked at it and I thought,
wait,
they're still making these?
text Sam, because Sarah's at work and I don't know what Maya's doing. Text Sam any one of your children's phone numbers. And have him call them. I would guarantee you children have no idea what the Yellow Pages is.
Pardon me, it was the real Yellow Pages.
Oh, as opposed to the
like there
fake?
Are others to choose from today. They're just lining my shelves.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here, I'm being serious. Have Sam call one of your kids. I don't B, Sophie, I don't care. Whoever it is.
I don't think there's anybody here.
Yeah, that's why I said have them call them.
Well, one of them's at work, so you can't talk to her.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
Just give them the hotline.
My youngest one would not know what that was.
I would guarantee you Jack wouldn't know what it is.
Oh, he would know what a phone book is, wouldn't he?
I mean, I know what the Yellow Pages are.
Yeah, you're also 23, Sam. And you're a 23-year-old in a 45-year-old mind.
I think most kids know that those existed. I was stunned when it came to my door, and I wanted to find whoever the delivery guy was and go, how are you delivering these all over the city? Like,
all right, fine. Sam, pop me down and then put me in queue for 2 seconds. You ready?
I'm texting Beatrice. Well, how long is that phone number? My God.
I just gave it to him. It's a simple phone number. So I'm going to try to get Maya on the phone, and we're just going to ask her, what is the Yellow Pages?
Okay. My daughter is now calling. She's 15. She is in the house. I didn't know she was in the house.
Wait.
I said, look, Scott, I go, hey, Scott wants you to call in. Reply, should I come downstairs?
You didn't know your kid was in the house? Oh, my God, Dana. Oh, my God.
They're in and they're out, and she wasn't here, and now she is here.
Which one is it? Is it B?
Yeah, it's B.
All right, have her come down.
Okay. Apparently she's here, so it'll be quick.
Maya is on the line.
All right, let's go to the phone, the hotline. Maya Parks, you're on the air. Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hi. I'm going to say two words, and I want you to tell me what you think they are, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, reminder, Maya is 15 years old.
Okay. Maya's 15.
Okay. Are you ready, Maya?
Yeah.
Yellow Pages.
Yellow Pages?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I think of it?
I don't know. You tell me what you think it is.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
I guess like an old book or something, like something that's like old, I guess.
Like your dad?
But what would be inside the book?
Like some kind of yellow dye, maybe?
Full disclosure.
That is a good answer.
When I prepped her on the phone, I said, we're going to ask you what the Yellow Pages are. And she goes, the yellow what?
Okay, so don't even say anything to Beatrice. We're just going to ask her.
Maya, okay. I'll see you tonight. I love you. Be well. All right, let's get Beatrice in here now.
Here you go, so all you right. can hear.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Hey, B, how you doing, kiddo?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. You know, your mom did not know that you were actually in the house.
Yeah, I am.
I know.
I wasn't for a little because the cleaning ladies came.
Yeah, but your mom did not know you were in the house.
No, she didn't.
No,
I didn't know you were here.
All right, so I'm going to say two words to you, and I want you to tell me what they mean. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Yellow Pages.
It's a book where, like, all the addresses are and stuff.
Ding, ding!
We got a live one!
Of course I know what that is.
How do you know?
I've just heard people talk about it before. My mom doesn't use one.
No, because I'm not 105.
Yeah, but old people do. Old people use them.
Like Scott. Old people like
I'm
Scott.
I'm proud of you.
Scott, do you use that? What the heck? What? Just ask people where they live. Because we have phones now. So you can just call them.
We had phones back then too, kid.
Well, then why do you need it?
Scott, you're old. You're like Yellow Pages old.
Yeah.
No, Scott's not old. I just don't know why he has to use one.
Thanks, B. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You know what? I hope you have to do online schooling for the rest of your life.
Of course I do.
Oh, that makes me laugh. So if she knows what they are, my older two would know what they are. My youngest son would not know what the yellow pages are.
Maya did not. She said, I think they're pages that are yellow.
Well, that's accurate. They are pages that are yellow.
Mm-hmm. Like an old, like an old book or something.
Like an old book.
Like an old book.
He got out of people his car. Use, Scott. He's like old. He's like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay.
Everyone listening, ask your teenager tonight, what's the yellow pages? And then text in if you received one of these in the last 24 hours.
I did not. And I live in Roland Park, which is where the only residents here.
A lot of old people live.
Well, hang on. Hang on now. In Roland Park, the old saying is the only people that live here are the nearly dead and the newly wed.
Yeah.
And I did not get a Yellow Pages.
Hmm.
So I must be the newlywed.
Now I'm bummed I recycled it because I'm curious, like, if KMBZ is in there. Like, who, if you're a business.
You have to have a landline.
Who is still paying to put the business in the Yellow Pages?
Do you have to pay to get your business in the pages?
Oh, I'm sure you do, yeah.
Back in the day, you didn't have to pay to get your phone number in the white pages.
Well,
no,
I think that's
it was
different.
Part of your hookup fee. Right. No. You did pay for it. It was part of your hookup fee.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Yeah, now the white pages is a whole different story. I bet even fewer people know what the white pages are.
Well, they're pages that are...
white, of course, yeah.
White.
And a book. And an old book.
Doesn't include the numbers of any black people.
Wow.
Only white pages in the white pages.
Only white people in the
white
pages.
Only yellow pages. The yellow pages.
I'm not doing it.
Don't even do it.
I'm not doing it. It's too easy.
You're sweet, Maya. Sweet Maya.
576-7798.
Song.
Oh my God.
You don't want to jump
no,
when you hear that?
No, I really don't. It's that damned high-pitched at the beginning of the song. It drives me insane. Absolutely insane. Anyway, huh. I talked to Maya off the air and because this was the first time she'd ever been on the radio. I said, honey, you did a really good job. Thanks for being willing to come on. And I said, she goes, well, you know, I don't know. I didn't really know what the yellow pages were. And I said, that's okay, babe. And I said, do you know what the white pages are? And she goes, isn't that where they advertise jobs?
Oh, bless her heart.
I said,
well, wait, my son's here. He's 14. I'll ask him. And I guarantee you he doesn't know.
All right, sit well.
I almost won. We're just going to ask you what one thing means and you come to say what you think it means. And don't say any bad words.
Yeah, don't say bad words.
Okay. Say hi to Scott.
All right. Willem, hello. Good afternoon, my friend. I'm going to say
hello,
two words.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Man, can you say good afternoon again?
Good afternoon.
Oh, something descended.
Wow.
Really, Scott?
I'm going to say two words, and I want you to tell me what they mean. Are you ready?
Yes, but you got to lean in because I can't see your face, Scott.
Okay. Sorry.
There.
You ready, Willem?
Yep.
Yellow pages.
Yellow pages?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's it mean? Or what are they?
Stuff you write on?
His daughter didn't know either. It came to our front door yesterday. Did you see it?
No.
I'm telling you, they don't know. I think Jack would know. He doesn't know. It's like a phone book for old people.
Oh, well, yeah, I wouldn't know that.
He's not hip on old people stuff.
Duh. I wouldn't know that.
That's like Beatrice going, why wouldn't you just call them and ask them where they lived? We've got phones. That's funny.
That's so good. so good. By the way, the joke, what he didn't know what I was talking about. I was just making a joke.
Oh, please.
What? He has no
idea. I live in a house full of teenagers, and the verbiage that flies back and forth between those kids, it has been my greatest joy over this pandemic, I'm not going to lie. I have loved having them home.
Aww.
I have laughed harder, and I mean, I have laughed. They're just funny. I love this. I have told everybody this, especially when I see a mom with toddlers, and I'm like, oh, God, bless your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I have loved these ages more than any other age.
Wow. Wow. Good for you. Good for you.
It just keeps getting better.
What are you going to do tomorrow when we go back to the office? That edict came down today.
I know. What am I going to do? I don't know. Not cut out. Start there.
Control your own mic button.
There's two things I'm going to do.
I'll tell you this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and I said this to Sam earlier. We were going over some of the stuff regarding the show. And I said, I never thought these words would come out of my mouth. And he's like, all right. And I go, I miss seeing Dana Wright.
Wow.
I swear to God.
Whether to say thank you or blank you.
No, it's a thank you. And I said, I have to have, there is something, you know, as we all go through this coronavirus crap.
About my aura.
Actually, I don't think it was Sam. I'm sorry. It was Michael Mackey that I said that to. And Mackey and I were talking this morning. And I said, dude, I don't know that these words have ever come out of my mouth. I said, but I miss Dana Wright. And he's like, aw. You know how Michael is. And
yeah.
He's like, aw. Well, she's your work wife. Yeah. And I said, you know, I want to get back in that room and I just want to hang out. And then right before the show, it's as if it was from my mouth to God's ear. We got an email from the boss. The boss's boss, actually, saying that he wanted us back in the studio, but he needed our approval, or you know, we had to volunteer for it. And, you know, I called you.
Can I come right now? Like at 2:30, I'm just going to, you know, that scene in Forrest Gump where he just stands up and he starts running?
Yeah, right. And, you know, obviously the email came in too late to do the show from the studio today, but I called you and I said, I don't know how you feel about this. And, I'm ready to go if you're ready to go. And you said, I'm ready to go. And I emailed him during the show and I said, you have our permission. We are willing. We're ready to go back into the studio if you'll let us. And so it's a deal. He wrote back a little while ago and said, all right, it's a plan. Come on in. And, you know, but it goes back to something that I've argued for a long time. Human beings are different than other animals. We have to have that human contact. Now, some people, I guess, can get by without it. You know, I mean, they like being alone. It's no big deal.
Yeah, they're called recluses.
Or recluses, yes. did you say recluses?
Yeah, recluse. Are we really
I'm pulling
do
up
this
the
again?
Pronunciator. Just hold
are
on.
Are we really going to do this again?
If you're going to continue to mispronounce
you're
names.
You're not a recluse.
No, you're a recluse.
What is that?
You're a recluse.
Okay. Hold on.
That's what I said.
Take a step back here. Scott, you say it.
Recluse.
Dana, you say it.
That's what I said. No, recluse. Dana, and he goes, recluse.
Recluse.
I said recluses. I said it in the plural form of the word.
Recluse.
Okay. I will.
That's what I said.
Excuse me. I will concede the high ground. and admit, here's what I can do that you can't. I can admit.
Recluse.
With a, excuse me. I got it, Sam.
Recluse.
Okay. I can admit when my pronunciation is wrong. And according to her, I am wrong. And I apologize. I thought it was...
What was the last word that we got into it over? And it started with an R, too.
I don't remember.
Sam, member?
Recreate.
Yeah.
Recreate.
You said recreate.
Which is actually correct in the context.
Talking about going to the park.
Yeah, recreating. Yes. Versus recreating.
Hugo, you mean recreating?
Recreate. Recluse.
Oh. Recluses do not recreate.
No, they don't. They don't.
They Freakus. Just don't. They're not recreators.
Freakus.
Nor do they cause a, you,
a fracas.
Fracas.
It's fracas. No, wait.
Well, that's a stupid word.
Why did you use it then? You were the one who used
because
it.
Because someone was getting into a melee.
Fracas.
I thought, you know, that's kind of overused.
Anyway, human
recreate.
Being, okay, all right, Sam. Okay. Anyway, I look forward to seeing all of you in person tomorrow. It has been 3 months, and we had been told we weren't coming back in until September 1st. I thought, oh my God, that means we're halfway done. I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind. I can't do this. And honest to God, when I saw that email today from the boss, I was like, oh my God, a prayer has just been answered.
I might have cried a little.
I mean, I got off the air last night, I'll be honest with you, and I was as close to A, a drink, and B, a mental breakdown than I've ever been in my entire life.
And do you know what's interesting about that, Scott? You have always in jest made fun of me that I can't be alone.
Right. No, no.
Which is true.
This is a what the criticism that's coming my way is fair. Go ahead.
I'm not criticizing at all. It's just interesting because I've always been the one that's like, well, I can't be alone. I got to have people around me all the time. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I love to be alone. Mm-hmm. You love to be alone for about
2 hours.
2.5 weeks. No, I mean during the pandemic. And it was about week three that you're like, I don't think I can do this anymore. I can't do this another day. The difference is you are actually alone, and I've got people coming in and out so often I don't know if my kids are here or not.
I'm not alone. I got a dog, but she doesn't speak English.
Biopic.
Okay, all right. 5 7.
First of all, it's biopic, and you can go to break now.
5 7 6 7 7 9 8. Well played,
Freakus.
Sam. Well played. After the top of the hour, we need to find a quarantine conversation today. I tried to get Tim Grunhardt in here, but he's busy. He's heading over to South Bend to bring his daughter back from Notre Dame.
Aww.
Yeah, and so he said he might be available tomorrow, but I will peruse the little phone list and see who
well,
we can get in here.
Speaking of coronavirus and quarantining.
Oh.
Did you hear experts are saying that if you protested at all, went to any of these protests,
yeah,
you should self-quarantine for 14 days?
Mm-hmm. I got a funny feeling, and listen, I understand people's need slash desire to protest, and I take nothing away from them, as long as they're doing it peacefully. My concern, and I think we mentioned this a couple of days ago on the show, Dana, is that in about 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to see a huge spike in COVID-19 cases, because not everybody's wearing their mask. They obviously are not social distancing. I mean, that's obvious. Something. Okay, go ahead.
Could your boss tell you you cannot come back to work, really in a roundabout way, because you exercised your First Amendment right to assemble and protest?
Yes, absolutely.
Your boss could say you cannot come back here for two weeks.
Yes.
Because I saw you on the news out there holding a sign, you know, doing your thing.
Mm-hmm. The answer to all of that is yes, and with an emphatic exclamation point. Yes. Your boss, because you have to remember your rights, and I'm not trying to give anybody a lecture on the Constitution. Your rights are protected from the government. They're not protected from your work. And so your boss could say, hey, Dana Wright, couldn't help but notice, you know, I was watching 41 News the other night, and damned if that didn't look like you out there at the J.C. Nichols Fountain. You say, yeah, that was me. You know, I'm protesting and, you know, trying to stand up for what I think is right. Well, I think you need to go home for 2 weeks. That is not against the Constitution. The Constitution protects you from your government, not from your boss. You do not have, Dana Wright, the right to free speech, and you do not have the right to practice your religion at work. You don't. And it's
they could also say to you, Scott, not only are you going to go home for 2 weeks because I saw you protesting, mm-hmm. we're not going to pay you.
Absolutely. I mean, your rights are protected from the government. If you said to your boss, I am a devout evangelical Christian, and I will be praying every day at noon, and I will be praying for 30 minutes, your boss could legally tell you, no, you will not.
Unless.
You work for the government.
I'm going to give you an unless there. If your boss allows other employees 2 15-minute breaks to go smoke cigarettes, then we have a problem.
Well, and let me backtrack on that one for a second, because I just had a second thought.
You have to apply all of that evenly.
Well, no, actually, I think I'm wrong on what I just said, because religion is a protected class. So you would have the right, theoretically.
Within reason.
Within reason, that's right. Within reason, you would have the right to say, I'm going to go outside and pray for 30 minutes. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
And they would have to make reasonable accommodations for you.
I remember this being an issue when I had to use the breast pump. Right after I went to work, my first job in Kansas City, I had just had a baby, and I mean weeks prior I had had a baby. So I'm carrying around this god awful machine that went red rum, red rum, red rum, like in The Shining.
What it sounds
like. And I'm hanging out like a just. It's just the most humiliating time in my life. I'm in a bathroom because they didn't have lactation lounges back then.
Do they
and
now?
I remember this jerk said to me, how many times are you doing that a day? And that's how it was said to me, by the way, Scott, as a brand new employee. And I go, what? He goes, how long do you do it for? And I go, like a year? And he goes, no, I mean, like, how long does it take you to go in there and do that with your machine? And oh my God, why does 46-year-old Dana not go back in time? And I would file the biggest lawsuit in the history of I'm expressing milk all over Kansas City right now. History. And I remember thinking, but all of you idiots that go out by the dumpster and smoke 7 times a day, that's okay?
Let me make a sound and you tell me if you remember this. Are you ready? And we got to get to break.
No, it was more like red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. And then they'd be like, Dana, are you in there? There's been a, you know, house fire. Can you wrap that up? Yeah, please, let me just stop expressing breast milk all over the filthy bathroom so, you know, we can go do the news.
News is next. That's great. News is next here on KMBC.
Biopic.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.